44 minutes after 7 o'clock from your Synergy Home Care Studios on a Wednesday, 22nd day of April. What was it yesterday? What was the high yesterday?
83.
Did it get to 83?
I think is what okay. We said. It was 83.
Why do we not have you, Julie?
I don't know.
How we do? I'll go back to that one right there.
Hey, hello. Everybody.
Hey there.
Why did operator error?
Operator error on
not
me. Not Julie's part. That was.
I just show up.
Turns out you have to turn on the mic.
That was apparent that you have to actually hit the button when the light comes on, and so we can actually hear what she has to say. So, all right. My first day on the job.
He shows up late on Wednesday and he starts slacking.
That's right. Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yes. Not on purpose, late on Wednesday. Just letting people know.
Mm-hmm.
1942 on the Wyoming date book. Ancient organ dismantled at the First Baptist Church in Cheyenne.
Well, that's exciting
wow,
news.
Wow, that was some...
That's noteworthy.
That was.
I think it needs to be...
They're talking about the instrument.
Yes.
Well, yeah,
okay,
sure
good.
Then.
Yes.
Not a mummy organ
kidney
or something.
Dismantled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, an ancient kidney dismantled at the First
Sacrifice.
Baptist Church.
Why is that even
an
on
ancient
there?
Liver?
Probably because they didn't have anything else for the day, okay. Julie, I'm guessing.
I was going to say, yeah. You're really narrowing down.
Some of these things, you know, that they put on here. It's a great calendar.
Sure.
Yeah.
I love the calendar. It's got some great information. But, you know, in Wyoming history, it can't be.
I was
going to
say, you're really narrowing it down.
You know, not every day is going to have
news.
We're going to hit.
Right.
We're going to hit May 4th, and it's going to be like,
we
blank ran through the drive-thru. Yeah. I don't know.
we rode into town and took over the town.
Yeah,
yeah, can't be that every day. So, just an organ was dismantled.
Okay.
At the First Baptist Church, a good time was.
And
had
then
by
what
all.
Did they do with the organ?
Yeah.
A good time was had by
yes.
all.
They gave it to somebody else who needed it. In multiple
repurposed
ways.
It.
Yeah.
The wood and the keys. And
there you go.
I like organs. Organs are beautiful.
Oh.
Great sound.
I know. They are. Quite an art.
Truly.
Master playing the organ. I admire people that can do that. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Make that thing sing. Whew. Love it. Okay. Born on this date. I always look at Julie when I say that. And I do that for to remind myself.
I always
too.
Think it's
what happened.
Oh, that's when they invented
it's
that.
What they invented it. Well, he invented the nuclear bomb, Robert Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer, yeah.
He was born on this date, 1904. And then it was interesting, the first atomic test in Nevada was 1952 on his birthday.
Hey, Trinity.
Shown live on network TV. Wow.
Shown live on network? Jeez. That's a weird... You
they didn't
doing
even
that?
Know
imagine
what
doing
the
that today?
Reaction
haven't you ever seen
be?
That footage?
Google, oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
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 They used
famous
it
footage.
In the movie, didn't they?
No. They didn't use the footage in the movie. They were Nolan the maniac that he has blew up an actual bomb, but not a nuclear bomb.
Oh.
Did you see that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah, it is. It is. Born on this date, 1908. I remember him from Green Acres, which no one else remembers that's in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Albert. Was born on this
date. Wasn't
he
a musician?
No, he was an actor. Eddie Albert. You thinking...
There was a country guy.
No, are you thinking of Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass?
No. I like Herb Albert. I thought Eddie Albert was also a singer, but I don't know.
Maybe he did sing, but he was an actor on Green Acres.
I do remember, you know, that show. I just didn't watch it a lot.
Right.
Any relation to Marv Albert? That's who I know.
Yeah.
The basketball guy.
Yeah. His
announcer.
Broadcaster, yeah.
He goes, yes! That's his thing.
Yeah.
That's his call sign.
I know, right? And he has some brothers that are broadcasters, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Son, probably.
He was Oliver Wendell Douglas on Green Acres, Eddie Albert, known for. 1909, Ralph Byrd was born. He was the 1950s Dick Tracy star.
Hmm.
Birthday today, Jack Nicholson.
Oh.
89 today.
Cool.
Great still actor.
You'll see him at Lakers games still.
Is he still going to the Lakers
games? Oh, yeah. He's a huge Lakers fan.
I know.
I've been wanting to watch One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest again because that was such a good movie. You saw it? You seen it, James?
Yeah. I've only seen it once. Haven't. But
you haven't?
No.
Very good.
Oh,
very good
man.
Movie.
No. So good.
Yeah. Excerpts, you know?
Yeah.
You see excerpts of it, but yeah.
He's not sitting down watching all that. Come on.
Yeah. He's not sitting down much at all.
He'll do the clips.
Give me the cliff notes.
Yeah.
I think you would on that one.
I'm going to read the end of the last chapter of the book guy. And then I can.
What?
I'll read the first chapter.
It's sacrilege.
I'm sorry, you book lovers.
You read the last chapter?
I can. Yeah, I've been. Known
how's this
to.
End? I don't know what it is, but how's it end?
How's it end?
Wow.
I got the idea in the first chapter. Let's move to the end. Okay.
Are you a destination, not a journey guy? Like it's about the journey, not the destination. Are you in reverse?
Yes. When I ride my motorcycle.
Yeah. So do you not actually like the riding?
I don't want to get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Or my motorcycle or my bicycle. It's not, let's get to the end as fast as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Point B, it's I want to get on it and enjoy it.
So you're a journey guy when it comes to that.
It's just movies and books. Or
yeah, you're a destination guy.
Yeah.
Get to the end and watch it backwards or then read it.
Cliff notes.
I like that. I like to kick back. I don't ride very fast. I just like
that's me for road trips. Enjoy. Just get me to the destination, not the journey.
Yeah, I know, James.
Yeah, famously.
I would say I'm a little of both.
You're a little of both?
Yeah.
I think everybody's got a little of both of them for that part of it. Some people love the journey and some things. Some people
mine is,
don't like the journey.
From
books and movies.
As soon as I get outside of Buffalo heading to Gillette to see my grandkids, it's get to point B.
Yeah.
As quickly as possible.
Definitely.
There's not much to see between Buffalo and Gillette, you know?
There's plenty of...
seen that before.
Destination
examples. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get there fast. Did you know today's Earth Day?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah, it's Earth Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
How old's the Earth?
Old. Pretty
I don't
old.
Know. How old is the Earth?
The Earth is 4.6 billion.
How do we know this?
Years old.
Rocks.
Rocks, Julie.
Oh,
come on.
Rocks.
You ever heard of carbon dating? Come on now.
Yes. But
You know
the signs going up on. See, this is beautiful where we live. The Bighorn Mountains are such a geological marvel.
Yeah. Well, and the ground around it.
And I love whoever. It came up with the idea from YDOT or whoever it was to put the signs up to name the eras and the dates and such. Love that. That is awesome.
You want to hear something crazy?
But you see some billions.
Stat for you. The Appalachian Mountain Range, the Appalachian Mountains are older than the North Star.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. I'll go with that, James.
There you go. Now you know.
Yeah. 4.6 billion. Years old. We got some billions rocks up in the Bighorns there, too.
Yeah.
Man, that's how hard to put your mind
it's around. An unfathomable amount of time.
I don't even know what that means.
I know.
Unfathomable.
Well, you do know what it means. But I mean,
has anyone ever counted to a billion?
We're here for just like a speck at the most, you know, 100 years, you know, and you just think of 4.6 billion.
Seriously, you
couldn't even count.
That's what I'm saying. Has anyone ever, even to a million?
There was something just recently, somebody did count to a million. It took them like forever to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It is. 1993, I have been at the Holocaust Museum about 2-3 times because I go every time I have a chance in Washington, D.C. It was dedicated on this date, 1993.
Mm-hmm.
It would take about 256 years to count to 1 billion.
Holy cow. So no wonder. No one's never done it.
No. And this is if you're doing it like 24 hours a day.
Right.
So are you counting how many, how fast are you counting?
It depends. They did the math and they're some of it is.
But now you can put your mind around it how long that is. That's 1 billion.
If you were to do it 16 hours per day instead of 24 hours, if you do it 16 hours a day, about 384 years to count.
So now if you're saying the Earth is 4 billion years old, 900 years.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Long time.
Yep, it is. So, as I mentioned, the Holocaust Memorial Museum dedicated on this day in Washington, D.C., 1993. If you're ever in D.C., I've never been.
Really?
Yeah. It's.
Yeah.
I've been to D.C., but I didn't go to the Holocaust Museum. That's a regret. I want to do that.
Yes, you need to go to that if you're ever there again. 75 years.
Is that the one where they have the shoes?
Yes, Sam Pyle.
And the Anne Frank's room mock-up.
Yeah. It's, you walk out of there pretty somber.
Oh, yeah, you do. I believe it.
But it's way awesome to see that.
Some history somber.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
A lot of history is.
Yeah.
And speaking of some history here, 75 years after disappearing in Korea during the conflict there, the remains of a 17-year-old American soldier have been returned.
Hmm.
Wow.
Hmm. I'd say that's good news.
Yeah.
That is good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good news, but wow. Lincoln's, the Association of Lincoln Presenters Annual Conference in Kentucky. Do you look like Lincoln?
Oh, I know this. I know this one.
The Legacy of Abraham and Mary Lincoln live in the Nationwide Network. They have a conference. 153 Abraham Lincoln presenters were there.
Wow.
It's like an Elvis thing. Like they all get together and look like Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, and 67 Mary Todd Lincoln presenters as well. And they get there and they read, and members are expected to uphold the organization's code of conduct, which includes professionalism at events, sensitivity when discussing the Civil War era, and focus on education rather than politics. I like it.
We have a
So I guess there's no John Wilkes Booth showing up.
Yeah.
On
nope.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah.
I but I wouldn't
pop
know
up.
What Mary.
He doesn't pop
I
up like
go,
he's.
Oh, she looks like Mary Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. John. He doesn't. John Wilkes Booth doesn't pop up like a Swiper from Dora, just popping out of the bushes. No, it's John Wilkes Booth. Get out of here, Lincoln.
In all 153.
Yeah, in all 153, have to get out of there.
Oh, cheaters! You're a runner, Julie. Two male runners.
Cheater runner.
She's not a cheater runner.
Whoa, wait.
Oh.
Two male runners disqualified from the Two Oceans Marathon in Cape Town, South Africa, discovered they fraudulently competed for female colleagues by swapping bibs. The men who finished in 7th and 10th in the women's half marathon faced potential two-year bans, along with the two women involved in the scheme.
There's got to be a book out there.
Why do you want to do that?
There's got to be a book of like short stories out there of like the most absurd marathon cheatings.
Well, did you see the thing with the guy recently who went and just the other day, I don't know if it was the Boston Marathon, but he raised his hands up, thought he was winning, but he didn't know there was a guy behind him.
Oh, the Delaware Marathon is what it was.
Who passed him.
Yeah, it was a Delaware Marathon. I saw that.
Yes, I did too, and passed him. Mm-hmm. He didn't realize till the very split second that this guy was right behind him.
Yeah.
And then boom.
And that guy was
just
sprinting.
You got to wear the rear view glasses. You can, like a quarter of it is cut off so you can see behind
back.
You. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you raise your hands.
Turn your hand.
You're just after 26 miles, and you're thinking, I'm it, man. I'm across the line. Some guy.
Boston Marathon was.
Yeah, a couple of days.
I think it was Monday. Monday.
Yeah.
Monday. Yeah. Monday was a Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
Average weight of a running shoe is 8.8 ounces for a men's size 9.
Sure.
But footwear companies are racing to get that weight as light as possible. A recent study found that an elite runner who was able to shed 3.5 ounces off their shoe ran the marathon on average almost a minute faster.
Wow.
Guess that makes sense.
Thinner, shoeless, nitrogen inject into the soles all just shave the weight. The newest entrant is the Adidas Pro Evo 3. It weighs 3.4 ounces in a men's size 9. They're going to debut it here next week. The link at the London Marathon.
People just not want to. Is there a world out there where we just end up not running with shoes on again? We just go all the way back around?
Barefoot running is a thing.
Some of the Kenyans do that.
That's crazy.
Well, and a lot of people with a barefoot shoe now.
Yes.
Yeah.
We went all the way back around. We started as cavemen. We didn't have any shoes. And now we're like, let's go back to no shoes for running.
Yeah, I know. Imagine what the bottom of your feet are like, calloused.
Awful. I hate walking around without shoes on when I'm outside.
Me too.
I hate it.
I do too. I don't know.
Give me some slippers.
Right.
I know.
I'm with
Awful.
You, James. What kind of slippers do you have, James?
They're like little, I think they're Hey Dudes is what they're called. They're just like.
Oh, Hey Dude slippers.
Yeah, nice and easy slip-ons.
All right. Got some good ones there.
If I'm
slippers barefoot, Julie?
Too personal of a question for you?
Yeah.
There's only one thing I do barefoot, and that's to go out early in the morning to start my car.
You do that barefoot?
Yeah.
Even it's in the winter?
Yeah, what about the snow?
Yeah, I do it in the winter.
I mean, it's a good way
do
to wake
you
up.
Really?
I know, it's weird.
Good way to wake up.
That's a great way to wake up.
Yeah.
Wow. I applaud you for that.
But I'm not crazy about being barefoot in general.
I'll do it in my house, but yeah, apart from that.
There is no way I would do that.
Wow. I have a friend who doesn't do anything without either socks or slippers on. Like, inside, he's got to have shoes, got to have slippers on, period.
So if there's a foot of snow...
Yeah, I'll do it.
You'll do it? Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
It's weird. It's weird,
it's
I know.
It's not weird
but...
at all. I admire that. Yeah. Wow.
You're speed running the cold plunge. Like getting your feet
wet.
Whoa, yeah. Nice and cold.
Just kudos to you snow. Today. There's a personal thing that everybody now knows.
I know, great.
She's going barefoot.
Thanks for the question, Bob.
Have an awesome day, everyone. Fox News on the way next. And I'm going to keep my shoes on and go upstairs. James and Julie, thanks for joining the show this morning.
Thank you.